This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The first U.S. presidential debate between Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden is Tuesday, and candidates are getting ready. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Each campaign is promising a stark contrast in policy, personality, and preparation. President Trump has decided to skip any formal prep, while Joe Biden has been holding mock debate sessions with a Trump stand-in. Actually, in previous years, the stand-in substitutes have actually donned a Trump costume, but not this time. He's only representing the Republicans' style and expected strategy. The 90-minute debate, moderated by Fox News host Chris Wallace, is the first of three scheduled presidential debates. Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris, Biden's running mate, will also debate in October. I'm Julie Walker.
An extensive newspaper report claims U.S. President Trump paid no income tax in 10 of the past 15 years. The New York Times said Mr. Trump did not pay taxes during that time because he reported losing more income than he made. At a White House news conference, President Trump says information about his taxes, quote, will all be revealed, end quote, though he acknowledged fighting efforts, including from Congress, for access to his returns.
They're doing their assessment. We've been negotiating for a long time. Things get settled, like in the IRS. But right now, when you're under audit, you don't do it. You don't do that.
Azerbaijani and Armenian forces battled for a second day Monday after dozens were killed in an outbreak of heavy fighting that has raised fears of an all-out war between the longtime enemies. The countries have been locked in a territorial dispute over the ethnic Armenian region of Nagorno-Karabakh for decades, with deadly fighting flaring up earlier this year and in 2016. This is VOA.